I am here. Who's who in Whoville?
Anna.
Hello.
Hello. There I am.
Hi, I'm Rusty Manuel, Director of Occupants, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I'm leaving, Annabelle. I would never be able to give you what we want.
At one point in everyone's life, the world seems to kick their ass. It's what you do to get through it that counts.
I just wanted to come by and say that I'm very sorry for your loss. You have to talk to people, Colby. Go into this world of silence.
So what are you gonna do? You know, you close down the business pretty quickly.
I have a tumor, Colby. I'll fight this.
Do you think there's other worlds around us?
There could be other dimensions. There could be this whole other world going on around us that we don't even know about.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan.
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at Of Silence. And we have to say thank you to Jeremiah Says. He's the one that sent this to us to review and look at. And hopefully he'll come on at a later date, and then we can work out our schedules to have him on and do some visiting with him. So hopefully that's the case. But we're going to turn it over to Jonathan and let us get the deets from him.
Oh, okay. Well, this was actually, like Richard said, it was an independent film from an independent film director, so naturally we don't have too much of a big description of it.
Not much,
as
nope.
We normally do.
But we did do the trailer, so they kind of get an idea of that,
yeah,
too. But.
So pretty much it's an ailing former scuba driver. Scuba driver, yep, they're driving underwater.
Yeah, they might be driving a sub.
An ailing former scuba diver who faces extremely tough times begins experiencing otherworldly incidents. Not otherworldly, worldly.
That's
and
all right.
With this little description, it pretty much fits the film.
Pretty much. And it's one of those where if you didn't have this description, part of it, if you don't have that, you're kind of like, what's going on in this movie?
Yeah.
So we'll get into that.
And by then, there is a very big question, which I think all three of us had slightly different answers to.
Oh, yeah.
Or extremely different answers.
Yeah.
And we'll get there. Like Jonathan said with the description, otherworldly incidents, and this is one, it is billed as a psychological thriller. So everybody has to realize that doesn't mean you're going in for a shoot 'em up, big explosions, fast-paced movie.
No, I mean,
that's called an action movie.
Right, and it's not like one of those psychological thriller slasher movies either. I mean,
that's called a horror movie.
Well, I mean, there's
this
slasher
one is
movies.
Closer to that level than the
it
other
is.
One,
I mean, it is, but there are some psychological thriller movies that involve slasher. That's not really. I mean, it can be described as horror, but that's not the genre that they're going for.
And it is described as horror in the IMDb description.
Drama, horror, sci-fi.
But it is more of a psychological thriller. That means it's going to be a slow pace, everybody. It's one of those that's a slow burn. You have to be ready when you enter into this, be in the right frame of mind. If you think you're going into this with a certain type of movie and you see this, you're going to like, this is slow. But if you realize psychological thriller, horror
one of those
based,
it seemed to be giving you bits and pieces pretty well paced throughout the story.
Right, and I agree with that. And we kind of mentioned I think we watched it a couple of nights ago. We talked about there was just, like you said, Logan, just enough given
like
to you to keep you going through the story.
Right, something happened. You weren't sure and it passed fairly quickly, but something happened.
True.
And, like, there was enough excitement in this film to keep you entertained. Like, yes, it was a slow burn, but I mean, there was enough there to where you weren't even paying attention to that slow burn.
Well, it's like Logan said, there was within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you had something happening. I can't remember if it was a noise or...
It was a noise.
Background noise or garbled talking. No, don't think it was a shadow at that point yet, but it was something he was hearing. And part of that is because of, you know, his accident with the scuba kind of sounded like water, but then it kind of garbled up and sounded like words too.
Yeah.
So, and then it progressed from there, but, you know... For a psychological thriller, it jumped into it pretty fast to keep you going.
And it gave you at least the most of the backstory eventually. You got to it eventually.
What did you think about that, John, the backstory and how it got there? Because I'll do my comments after that, and then I'll ask Logan after you, and then we'll go from there. But Logan brought it up. What do you think about that?
I mean, at one point, there was a scene that really didn't make sense to me. And then once that other scene started, I really don't want to give too much away on this.
I can understand. And sometimes it can be hard describing it. It did come out in 2014. It is available streaming through YouTube, so there's a possibility you can watch it there. So if you wanted to watch it real fast and then come back, that's fine. But we'll try not to give too many spoilers. We'll keep it fairly tame, hopefully.
Well, I'm trying to... figure out how to put this, so I'm not really spoiling anything. But that whole scene with the pool didn't make sense to me until he played that tape.
Yeah, and I'll be getting into that a little bit myself.
Well, the backstory got told over chunks in time, and
but not linear.
Yeah,
it got not necessarily
a piece
linear,
here, though. A piece there. Etc. Some pieces you thought might have been after the accident, but were actually probably long before. Who knows?
Yeah. What did you think about it, though? Did it work all right for you?
Yeah, I thought it worked well.
Yeah, no problem. But for you, just how it worked. Besides that one scene, did it work fairly much?
Yeah, I mean, I loved every... I mean, not every completely second of it, but I loved the film.
Well, for me, this is one... Jonathan and Logan kind of went in there... I don't even remember if we introduced ourselves.
We did.
Okay. Yeah. I can't remember. We just jumped right in. Jonathan and Logan went into this cult. They didn't know what was going on. I kind of alluded to it a little bit when the movie had started. But when Jeremiah emailed me about looking at his film, he gave me a brief description of it. Pretty much what's on IMDb is what he gave me. So I knew about the accident with scuba diving. So when that noise started up at the very beginning, I knew that's water. It's kind of like water in your ear. You're just kind of like, something's wrong.
And for me, I thought it was just, you know, noise. I thought it was just white noise. And
that's, I don't know if he came up too fast from a lower level and popped his eardrums or what happened, but something's affected his hearing.
Yeah.
You were going to say, Logan?
Oh, no, I don't think I was.
Oh, okay. But to get back, Logan stated this, Jonathan kind of stated as well. It's a little disjointed in the, it's not linear in its storytelling on the backstory. Yeah. For me, I knew a little bit about it, so I kind of knew what was going on. What I would have liked, the only thing of the movie that I was like, oh, he could have done this, and I would have loved it even more, because I'm like you, Jonathan, I liked it overall, I enjoyed it. I knew what I was getting into, though. Like I said, most people need to know what they're getting into. During the opening credits, it's pretty much just a black screen.
Right.
If they would have done something as simple as having the camera underwater and just him, you know, coming up into the frame fast or whatever, blowing the bubbles with a mask on.
Right.
Something like that, you would know that, okay, there was an accident that happened.
I think on the tapes, they said that he went too deep.
Yep, that's what I have a feeling, yeah.
If he had just gone a bit less deep.
Yeah.
Even you know, going with what you were saying, you know, see him underwater going too deep and then, you know, his ears popping or whatever and him going like this and, you know, squirming around and whatever.
Well, usually I say because of rising, because when you rise too fast from it, that's usually what happens. It either get the bends or your ears, drums could pop. So that's why I said, to me, for a linear storytelling of what happened in his past, for a viewer that's going in without really knowing what's happening, that would help. If you know what's happening, you kind of, like I did, okay, I got what was going on.
But,
but
yeah, you're right. But like for me, I actually liked the opening to this film because it had that creepy music.
Yeah.
And it made you get a sense for the film. And that was why I actually liked the opening. I would have actually, you know, even if they would have had that opening and had what you were saying before the film,
right,
that would have worked for me.
Yeah, either or. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Sayes is also the lead actor in this. So one of the questions we'd have to ask him is, how do you like directing yourself? You did that wrong. Quit that. Get it right. No. It's kind of fun sometimes. Talking to yourself literally, no. But he is the main actor. He plays Colby. We have Annabelle. This is
his wife.
Past, I believe, you know, she's no longer
with
us.
Was it his wife or his girlfriend?
I believe a wife.
Yeah, because they were wanting
children,
yeah, and because, I don't know. If
whatever
it was
reasons they couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it was because of the accident or...
No.
I don't think so. I think it was...
pretty sure it was before that.
That just went
low
blank.
Sperm count,
yeah, thank you. Thank you, Logan. Yeah, low sperm count. I think that was pretty much what it was.
Though I'm pretty sure there's now ways to get around that.
And...
But, oh, well.
Well, yeah, there are. There are other options, of course, definitely. But one of the things that just blew me away is that... a lot of this leaves you with questions.
Right.
You're led to believe that the wife committed suicide, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And I'll go that far. We might discuss that a smidgen more, but it's like she pulls out this note where she's like, we can't have children anymore. I'm devastated. I don't know if I can pretty much live anymore. It's like, what?
Like, even
adopt. Or like Logan said, there's different options.
Uh-huh. Okay, no.
From what I said,
right.
Apparently a girl can get pregnant with another girl's baby without any
vitro,
else except for the body of the sperm.
It's pretty much a vitro fertilization.
Yeah, but even more so than that, the same DNA of the other girl in there too.
Apparently, I'm not sure.
That's the thing. I'm not exactly sure, but apparently.
No. We lost Jonathan on our sex talk with Comic Pop Library.
Now we're making an interesting show, actually, but, with me, my porn preacher, and if you don't know what I'm talking about,
that's way back in the day.
Episodes, that's in the archives, look it up.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Only two or three people back.
Lenny was still here.
Yeah, that's two or three people. Yeah. Wait, was Louis still here?
No.
Well, that's been so far back.
Yeah.
But let's go on with a silence. They can go back and look and, like I said, search for that out if they want. But the cast is fairly small.
Yeah, it is.
We have Annabelle, who's played by Micaela Lucia. I apologize if I got that wrong.
Micaela
Lucia.
Lucia.
Micaela Lucia. That's how I
Lucia.
Or it could be Lucia. Lucia.
Okay.
But,
true.
Yeah.
And we have a few others. Haley is the sister.
Niece or sister? Yeah,
I
sister.
Think it's sister.
Yeah, it was sister.
Yeah.
Amy
younger sister.
Is...
The one
the
girl
from
the
came.
Beginning.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
And those were Ashley Gillespie Haley.
I think Amy might be the wife and Annabelle might be the gal that came by in the beginning. Because wasn't the gal that came
Annabelle
by in
wife.
The beginning the brunette or brown-headed one? I think so. And that would make sense if it's going by the order in which...
They're going by... Well, it might be.
No.
By appearance, order by... No, because Haley was further back in.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Amy is played by Najara Townsend. Michelle is the mother, Suzanne Ford. Brian is Matthew Lawrence, his good-for-nothing brother, basically. Looks like he was stoned out, but I don't know, or on depression drug meds or AAD meds, because he was he was out of it. And then there's a few others, but the one that really hit me, the creatures are on here, but Muse Watson plays Danny. And when he came into the house the very first time, I was like, I know him. And then it hit me, and it's Gibbs's old boss in NCIS when Gibbs was a probie, Mike Franks. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know this guy. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of cool to see somebody you recognize. And I kind of recognize Suzanne Ford, but I can't place her. But a lot of these people have been in several different TV shows, but not necessarily continuous episodes. They've just been like guest appearances.
Yeah.
So.
And did we actually say Haley's actor's name?
Yes, Ashley Gillespie. But we'll say it again there. So all the actors in here were really well done. I enjoyed the acting.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah probably had the hardest next to Matthew because they were kind of having to play people that were kind of disassociative.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like, from the very beginning of this film, from what I saw from the previews, I said, you know, I believe that there's going to be a little bit of schizophrenia involved.
But there's a question whether it's crazy or if there's demon things or what. Cause
that's the question. And that's where the schizophrenia comes in.
Yeah, that's where my... I mean, like, but then at the end of the movie, I kind of changed. I mean, like, my schizophrenia theory could still play in effect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I had another theory at the end of the film. And we talked about this. I mean, at the end of the film, we sat down.
Possible spoilers, just in case, don't know, but go ahead, Jonathan.
And I actually think after watching a film, this is one of the longest discussions that Logan and Richard and I have had after watching a film. Because
we're doing it here again.
We talked about all kinds of possibilities, and like we really argued over this one.
We discussed it. And we had different theories.
Yeah.
Any one could work. That's the beauty of this film.
Yeah.
It's left to the viewer's imagination, and three people sit in the same room, and I don't know if all...
There was, I think, you were going the crazy route. You were going the straight-up demons in this place house? Mm-hmm. Or was it the other one?
I think it was the other one. I was going that, you know, was he the one doing everything in his mind, but he was actually doing it in real life without getting into details. It's like Jonathan said, it's kind of hard to talk about some of this stuff without giving stuff away.
And see, my theory was that the demons were in his head and he was kind of doing it, but he was fighting his demons.
Yeah.
Or it could be just straight up demons summoned from whatever.
Yeah. And that's one thing. It is a couple of years old. And if Jeremiah is willing to come on and he's willing to talk in depth about it, we can get nitty gritty into this. But since this is the first time we watched it, other people might not have watched it yet. We'll give them an opportunity to go and see. And that's why we're kind of trying to figure out how to talk about some of the stuff here, folks. It's one of those movies where if you say something, it'll give something else away.
And for me, this was one of, you know, those little diamonds in the rough. Or, you know, one of those, what is it, hidden gems?
Yep.
Is that the terminology I'm looking for?
Yeah, both of those will work.
And, you know, it's difficult to talk about this film because, you know, even though it was a slow burn, it was an excellent, you know, way to do it. And you know,
they spaced the story out. They made it work.
They made it work, even with all the little short silence pauses that they had. You know, I knew why they were doing it.
Yeah, this is one thing. Be forewarned, everybody. Part of the way this is a little bit slow is because there are long stretches of no dialogue.
Mm-hmm. But
there is intermittent noises or something happening in the background that catches your eye to keep you going.
Yep.
And for me, it worked. Yeah. I mean, like, it worked for me because it made sense because he was having problems with his hearing and he wanted to be, you know, left alone. Did you get a
feeling that, because the mother states, and it's even in the trailer that we had at the beginning of the episode here, his mother says you're closing yourself off like you used to. So I almost wonder if there's something in his past that, you know...
Yeah, because there was that picture, too, that had the dark things. Though that was... Was that in the closet or by the bathtub? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Was a picture, too, that looked like it was from a kid.
Okay. So that's why I don't know if maybe this is a little bit of a social disorder that he might have had. Because the way she said that, it kind of sounded like he would close himself off as a kid, too, and be very silent and be in his own head. And this it basically is what happened in this movie, because there are times when it's his sister or might have been his mother that they'll, you know, he'll just be staring off in a daze, and they're basically saying, are you listening, or something to that effect, to jolt him
and
back.
I mean, even with the scenes with his sister, he was kind of
drifting off,
and his sister would have to pull him in. Yeah. And there was a scene where they were playing cards, and like he drifted off, and she was like, are you going to play your next card? And he goes, what? And it's just like...
Yeah, and I think he double drew. I was watching him. I think he double drew. Because he pulled out a card and looked at it. And I can't remember if he laid anything down, but then he drew again, and then his sister drew. And I was like, I caught you, Jeremiah. You're cheating. I could be wrong, but I was pretty sure he double drew.
Uh-huh. I'd rather have him double draw than double dip.
Mm-hmm. Well, true, but they weren't eating chips and dip, so.
Just saying.
But this one I enjoyed. You have to know what it is going in.
Right.
If you don't, you might have a different experience.
Right.
And if you can, I don't know if there's a physical copy available. I looked around Amazon, but I didn't see anything available. Like I said, it is available for download on YouTube. I assume they would have a brief description there, so you might get the scuba diver information there if you can. You know, then you're a little bit ahead of the game. If not, there's like and this goes back to old school, there's a bunch of audio cassette tapes for journals that the wife keeps, and that's how you get most of your backstory, plus some of the flashbacks in his mind where you're like, to me, I'm still going like, did he do this or did something else do this? I don't know.
And I mean, I'm not even.
We have a Jason Voorhees on our hands here. He's doing it and doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
Of course, Jason Voorhees probably realizes it. He just wants to kill people.
Mm. Well, I mean, Jason Voorhees was under the spell of his mother. So.
Well, he was under the lake too in the first one.
But I mean,
literally under the lake in the first one.
The reason why he was killing was because he was seeing his mother telling him to kill everybody. But.
So Gaara.
Yeah, but in the first one, it was his mom doing the killing, the way I understood it. Because remember, at the very end, he comes popping out of the lake. Hurrah! Unless it was a spirit.
You know, I honestly don't remember.
It's been a while.
I'm not sure if I've even watched it.
And then there's somewhere, I can't remember what lake this is in. Somebody has done a statue of Jason and put it at the bottom of this lake, and divers have come across it.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Wow. Yeah, that would be creepy as all get out.
So. I would be swimming out of that lake. Let's go.
There'd be a reason why I would be like Jeremy's character Colby. I'd be shooting up and my ears would be a-popping. Because, that would, okay. Nope. Anything else?
You know my crazy butt. I'd be swimming close. Hi.
I don't think so. I'll have to see if I can find the video and let you guys look at it. It's like, ooh, no. But that's one thing that's happening. I can't remember where it's at, but look it up. Jason Voorhees statue in the lake, in the bottom of the lake, and you'll probably find the video for it.
So, anyway.
But I think of Silence, like I said, if you know what you're getting into, I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you're unaware, it might take you a little bit to get into it, or at least somebody to help you along, because eventually everything does come around and fit together.
Yep.
I think that's going to pretty much do it for this go around, because I don't think we can say much else without giving anything away.
We really can't.
Or discussing where we want to dive into discussing without giving some of it away.
Yeah.
So we'll have to leave it there for Jeremiah. But just one thing, we'll get into a few. We have one tweet and we'll get into that here. So some tweets here.
Sweet tweet.
We got one from Coral Young. That's a PR company that we have for music reviews. And they just made mention in one of their posts coming back to us. A Comic Pop Library just left an awesome review of Dayglow the Band's Come Together music video. Thank you for the love. And if you haven't seen that on our feed, you can go back and look it up. Come Together. Dayglow the Band, that is a group that came over from Japan and they appeared at South by Southwest. So it was kind of cool to see their music and hear them, because we're a big fan of K-pop and J-pop and rock, because this is a rock feel. This was actually J-rock, so it was kind
of
cool.
It just makes me think of that one song, Come Together, right now.
Oh, yes. It's a good song. It had a good rock beat to it, so I enjoyed it. We also want to say thank you to some of the podcatchers that have caught us here. One of them is Player FM, Podchaser, Podlovin, U-Book out of Portugal. So that's kind of cool. So those are kind of cool. And the Android app has picked it up for podcasts. Awesome. So that's kind of cool. So we want to thank them for picking us up, letting their listeners check us out and see if they like us. So it's kind of cool to have them put us on their libraries. No, it can't be viewers. Had to be listeners. Maybe in the way distant future. Because it ain't happening now. I have no money. But anyway, getting back to Of Silence. This is one for an independent film. If you have an independent film collection within your library, this would be one to put with your psychological thrillers. It's where it's well done. We enjoyed it. I believe everybody is in the same standing. We all enjoyed it. So I don't want to talk for you guys. You pretty much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
If you're, you know, for your own home collections, if you like the psychological thrillers, you love the indie stuff, this would be another one to put right into your collection. You'd probably enjoy it. The only caveat is I'm not sure there's a physical copy right now. I've kind of looked around, haven't seen one. Like I said, it is on YouTube, so you can watch. So if nothing else, you can at least watch it and enjoy it that way. And it did, according to IMDb, come out in 2014. So it is a few years old, but it's still, it might be something that you missed that you can go back and check out. So I want to say thank you to Jeremiah Says again for letting us view his film. We definitely appreciate this. And just say, hopefully we'll get him on in the future and discuss this and maybe do a spoiler episode where everything's out so we can just discuss.
Yeah.
So we've been having fun discussing Of Silence. We hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so
thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.